You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
You are listening to The Wire, and before we go to Sherry for her report on the largest landfill in Southeast Asia, talking about climate change and global warming and so on, there have been a couple of government announcements we want to touch on today. So firstly, details on the zero carbon bill. This bill is designed to depoliticise climate change so that the independent commission, which is created as part of the bill and sets targets, so all successive governments, no matter how they are made up, must commit to meet those targets. So today, the climate change response amendment bill was introduced to Parliament, also establishing an independent climate change commission. It's a 30-year plan, and given the agricultural industry is a huge part of our economy and our methane emissions are six times the global average, this bill looks to make the sector part of the solution. This is addressed with the split gases approach, setting a specific target for methane gases. There is a provisional goal of an up to 47% reduction in biological methane emissions by 2050, but a target for 10% reduction in those emissions by 2030 to start off. Climate Change Minister and Green co-leader James Shaw says the critical thing is to do everything we can over the next 30 years to limit global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, and the Zero Carbon Bill makes that a legally binding objective. Now, the Independent Climate Change Commission will provide advice, guidance and regular five-yearly emissions budgets. The targets set will be reviewed by the Commission, and specifically the provisional range for methane will be subject to review in 2024 to take account of changes in scientific knowledge and other developments. The bill also creates a mandate for the government to plan on how it will support communities and businesses in adapting to extreme weather events caused by climate change. Second announcement, the government has released the six principles they have agreed on to guide how government agencies and the Crown responds to the Royal Commission into historical abuse in state care and in the care of faith-based institutions. The six principles are manaakitanga, treating people with humanity, compassion, fairness, respect and responsible caring that upholds the mana of those involved. Openness, being honest and sincere, being open to receiving new ideas and willing to consider how we do things currently and how we have done things in the past. Transparency, sharing information, including the reasons behind all actions. Learning, active listening and learning from the Royal Commission and survivors, and using that information to change and improve systems. Being joined up, agencies work together closely to make sure activities are aligned, engagement with the Royal Commission is coordinated, and the resulting actions are collectively owned. And finally, meeting our obligations under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Honouring the treaty, its principles, meeting our obligations and building a stronger Māori Crown relationship through the way we operate and behave. 11 government agencies are involved in responding to the inquiry, and Minister for State Services Chris Hipkins will lead the Crown's response to the Royal Commission's inquiry. The Royal Commission may make recommendations as it identifies trends and issues over the next 4 years. If they do, it is expected government agencies to start working on those recommendations as they are made. The Royal Commission will present an interim report in December 2020 and its final report by January 2023.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.